Blog Talk Radio.
That's right, everybody. You know who it is. Coach Mike Jones on the coach with the most. Coming at you hard from coast to coast. I don't want to boast, but now I got to roast you in my social media posts. You double dose, undiagnosed. You feeling tired, life expired, now you're a ghost. I'll be your host, so won't you raise a toast to the coach with the most, Coach Mike Jones.
Welcome to another edition of the Coach Mike Jones Show podcast, episode 32. Today we got Sed and Yvonne from CPW. They got their show, Theatrical Wrestling, today in Arlington. And I'm also here with my co-host, Sign Guy. How you doing, Sign Guy?
I'm doing all right, Coach. I'll also be there at CPW Presents Theatrical Wrestling.
Do you have any other show notes for today?
Let me grab my show notebook here, and I can run it down. But, of course, CPW later today. We have Emerge today in Columbus, Indiana. You have WCWO making their debut in the arena in Jeffersonville, Indiana. You have 6CW in Indianapolis, Indiana. They are running the Outlaw Arena today. And there's the Queer Wrestling in San Francisco, California with Kikyo Fallen Flower today. Let's see, we have Defy here in Seattle. We Love Pro Wrestling in Florence, Alabama. 7MW in Lewiston, Pennsylvania, Supreme Wrestling in Madison, Indiana, APW in Cincinnati, Ohio, MSWA in Rockwood, Tennessee, DCCW in Muncie, Indiana, NHEW in Hope, Arkansas, SNPW in Crossville, Illinois, and 907 up in Anchorage, Alaska.
All right, yes, it's a long list. All right, before we take up their time, any more of their time, Seds and Yvonne, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm
doing good.
Thank you guys so much for coming on. We appreciate your time. Let us know about your show today. We're really excited to hear about it.
Scott.
Go ahead, boss. CPW and Theatrical Wrestling presents For the Love of Wrestling tonight at 5. Doors are at 5, shows at 5:30. Mirkwood is a fantastic place. I love them. They're awesome, fantastic place. They get food, great drinks, and we provide the entertainment. It is a no ring show. We are doing it what I call SSP style, and fantastic show, fun for everybody to come see. I'll be there. Yvonne will be there. Lots of other people will be there.
Nice. And Yvonne, can
it's
you give us a let us know about some of the matches.
Okay, well, tonight we are continuing with our Sonny O'Mare grappling tournament. So we got three matches there tonight. which the Mirkwood with the no ring works very well for grappling because you don't need a ring for grappling. So we got three matches. We got Wild Lyle versus Luis Alexander, which is new to CPW. He's making his debut. I look forward to that. We've got Don Rodriguez versus Lance Dean. Lance has done, I think, one other grappling match. He really enjoys both sides, wrestling and the grappling. So that should be a lot of fun. And then we've got Jameson Moonshine versus Viento. And this will be Viento's first time in a grappling match at CPW, so it's going to be a lot of fun. We got Crazy Match. I guess we call it a continuing feud between JB Moonshine and Tug. They had some issues at our show and at others, so that's just going to be a crazy no falls count anywhere match. And yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. And then we finally, since the pandemic, we have not had our other champ, Chris W., and he has got a three-way match, which I'm not going to put too much into that, but or put out too much of that, because you got to come and see it, because it's going to be crazy and a lot of fun. And there'll be, some other stuff. It's wrestling, so things do change. We do have to fix the match for Sunny Days because she was supposed to have her rematch against Eddie Van Glam, but I don't know if Eddie's broken or if he's just scared to fight Sunny this time around because, she kind of whooped his ass last time. But so, it's wrestling. We'll fix that. It'll be a great show, but other than that, Yvonne blew out her eyeball in the last 20 minutes, so it's going to look like I had a pre-match, I guess, before we even start the show.
Oh, my goodness. And then now I got some questions here. Where did Wild Lyle's opponent come from?
He is actually one of Cooper's students out of SOS Training School in Tacoma. I don't know as much about him. I've seen some stuff, and he looks like he's ready, not just for grappling, but for wrestling as well. So we'll see how it all goes. And, CPW loves to bring up the new and up-and-comers. Not all companies like to, put faith in some of the newer, generations. But for me, I've always liked to give a shot to new people in the business.
Right on, yes. And then I'm also excited to see that the NGW Undisputed Champion, Viento, is going to be in there, too, in a tough match. My money's always on Wild Lyle, though, especially in this grappling tournament. And then it's also nice to see that Chris Marks will be back. He just started to do co-hosting on Turnbuckle Turmoil yesterday, so we're proud and honored to have him on board also on Turnbuckle.
Yeah, CPW is very excited and proud of him. He's put in a lot of work, not just for our company, but for others. NWP, everywhere Chris works, he puts in the work, inside and outside of the ring, promoting and all that. So, whether he's on, Team Jeff or what have you, at the end of the day, he is still a champ, that's for sure.
Exactly. And then, hey, how long do you guys got? We got an hour on the show here, but I know that usually on show days you might not have enough time to do the whole show. How much time do you guys got?
I've only got a few more minutes. I got to finish getting ready and then go feed the troops before I put them off to work.
Okay, and then I'm definitely going to want to get you on, both of you guys on, for full interviews one of these days. I was hoping we could interview you said, for a few minutes, though.
Yeah, I got a few minutes still. Scott's got a few minutes.
Okay.
Right, Scott?
All right.
Yep, I got a few minutes. I got to load the truck, but other than that,
You got any questions, Sign?
How well officiated do you guys think the matches will be there tonight?
We got awesome refs. We got a great grappling ref. We got, I'm not 100%, but I'm supposed to have, you know, the fabulous Sign guy who officiates so well. And then I have Travis, who's grappling. And I think I'm not 100%, but last I knew, T-Rex was supposed to come up and play too, but I haven't heard anything yet.
Yes. And then
so we'll wait a word on T-Rex, but what a crew that is.
Nice, yeah. And then there was rumors that Darth Carter was going to call in and jump on the, on Fed's show here today, you know. And so who knows if Darth Carter's going to show up tonight. What do you think about that, Fed?
It helped if I was unmuted. I don't know. I don't think Darth Carter's ever been to one of these events. I don't know how he feels about no ring.
He was
okay,
definitely there from what I heard before. I was in the back reading the Washington State rule book, and someone told me he did Ryzik's open challenge a couple shows ago. He must have also been reading the rule book at that time, though.
Yeah, well, I don't remember.
And then
concussions, man.
Scott's getting old. So sorry, he's getting old.
Yeah, I'm getting old.
Yeah, and then if you guys forgot, Sign Guy hates that idiot.
I hate him with a passion.
Sure he does.
They bicker too much.
All right, Yvonne, we're also excited to hear about what you guys got coming up, and then if you got any updates about Strawberry Festival.
Well, Strawberry Fest is in the works, as last I heard from Mr. Fabulous Scott there.
Yep, we are working on getting into Strawberry Festival this year. They're possibly going to get us a tent even this year, so it may be a situation where if it rains, we no longer care. That would be fantastic.
Oh.
We're actually trying to find out if we could do that through the city currently, because apparently there are permits involved. We'll find out.
Okay, yes. I'm always excited for Strawberry Fest. And then also, we got a little bit of a bio on you here there, Ted, that you started in California, moved to Washington. You had a company with no ring that morphed into 3-2-1 battle, left there and formed CPW with Jeff and Yvonne. And, man, you guys have come a long ways. And, I remember back in the SSP days, back when the Jake the Snake versus Sin Bodhi tour came through, you guys were right in there, man, and well-represented.
So I started here under a company called EPWA with Awesome Adam. Everybody hates him. I started training there. Then I went to California and wrestled for XPW for a little while. Did a runaround circuit down there. Did some stuff down in Mexico for AAA and CMLL way back in the day. Came back up here, wrestled with SSP, which became SST, and then it was kind of the precursor for 3-2-1 battle and was one of the founders for that. There was a bunch of people involved in that creation. And then Yvonne and Jeff approached me about partnering up with CPW, and I accepted.
Nice, man. And now, you guys got any other shows that are going to be involving rings besides Strawberry Fest coming up?
We are working on a couple more fairs, actually.
Okay, yes. Those are always fun, yes. Okay, yes.
Yes,
we
have.
You guys all the luck in the world on that, yeah.
Thank you. We are in talks with Skagit for the Skagit Fair. That might be a little interesting because they would like 4 days. So that might be a little more tough, but we will figure that out. And then we're looking at Aquafest, and if we do that, we're actually going to be put a ring on a dock.
Oh, that'll be fun.
So, yeah,
okay,
somebody will end up in the water.
Where's that at?
That is in Lake Stevens.
Okay, nice. Okay.
Who's taking the pack drop out of the ring into the water off the dock?
I don't know. We'll figure that out if we once we close it out. I'm in talks with them. We were going to do it last year, but they had COVID restrictions. This year, over half of their vendors are gone. So they're really scrambling to get people to come and do the fair.
Okay, so, well, that looks like a good opportunity.
Yes.
Okay. And then, so, Yvonne, what else would you like to plug or promote?
Just go out and support all independent wrestling, no matter whose it is, because if you support wrestling, you know, more of us will continue doing shows, having a good time, bringing more people in. Just go out and support us. You don't have to like me personally, but you like wrestling, so I do put on some okay shows, what I've been told.
Yes, that's exactly what I was going to say. You guys have a definitely entertaining product. And then what's the status with Jeff? He's just management now since he officially retired?
As of right now, yes, Jeff is retired. He can't do any in-ring performing. Not to say that, you know, sometime in the future that won't change, because once you've got it in your blood, and you all know it, you can't let go of it 100%. So never say never, but for right now, until he's healed up, yes, he is retired.
Okay, and Seds, what about you? What else would you like to plug or promote?
Well, that's about all I had. I've been putting a lot of focus and effort on that for the last couple months, trying to make sure that this all runs smoothly.
And then what suggestions do you have for people wanting to get into wrestling?
Find a school. Find a decent school that people respect.
And don't just go by certain names. Because not just the name is going to do you the best in there, but always find you a good trainer.
Which ones do you suggest, Seds?
Definitely SOS. They're pretty good. I will suggest, even though I'm not super relatable to some of the people that work there.
Don't say it.
Okay, I won't say it. There's a wrestling school down in Oregon that I also would highly suggest. I don't remember the name off the top of my head, but they're very nice people.
Yeah,
Oregon Wrestling School.
There you go. Yep, Oregon
Wrestling
School.
Yeah, okay.
Yep. They're very nice people.
Sign, what do you got coming up?
Well, I'll be at SPW later tonight doing some theatrical wrestling, and then tomorrow in Turnbuckle we have the aforementioned Viento with us. Next Thursday we got a Buddha special with Koa the Hawaiian Hitman. A week from today, I'll be back at Northwest Pro in Vaughan, Washington. The following week, back in Boise for Wrestle Club at the Convention Center. And March, I have Northwest Pro. I believe that date is on the 11th. Yes, the 11th. And then on the 25th, I'll be back for RWA in Ocean Shores. On the 15th of April, I'll be in Indiana for Paulcade, which is the third and final Paulcade, apparently. And in July, I am officiating the World's Finest Wrestling First Ever Women's Championship Tournament in Connersville, Indiana. That's what I have on the book so far.
And then, Yvonne, how do we get a hold of you for sponsors and for people who might want to do shows and for wrestlers? How do they get a hold of you?
Well, they can get a hold of me, Scott, or Jeff through our normal Facebook. We have a CPW on Facebook. We have CPW TikTok, Twitter. So we're pretty easy to get a hold of. So any one of us, any of our emails, You know, just reach out.
Okay.
I do look at everything that is sent to me by different workers all over the place. I definitely, you know, take the time to look at what is sent to me. So definitely do that.
Right on. And then, Scott, what about you for your individual stuff?
Sorry, I had to take you off mute. You can find me on Facebook. I'm pretty much there. Just look up Scott Dudner Says.
And then, like I put on here, you're an entrepreneur. You're out there doing all kinds of stuff. You want to plug and promote your other stuff?
No. I do a lot of different kinds of work.
You got enough work?
Yeah, I'm overloaded. I do a lot of online marketing work and programming. So, yeah, I contract for a lot of people in my personal life.
Okay.
All right,
cool.
Guys. I got to head out. But thank you for having us on the show.
Appreciate it.
Yep, I did too.
Okay,
we'll see everybody
on
the show.
All right, good
luck.
Thank you, guys.
I will see you in a few hours.
Talk to you soon.
All right. Good luck there.
Nice.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, thanks so much. Okay, so yes, man. Supposed to be a good show today. I mean, I'm sure it will be on paper. It looks like a barn burner. My God. I hope everyone's
now,
able to
I don't know if you've
and...
been following this feud here between J.B. Moonshine. You know J.B. Moonshine. And the ultimate guy, Cooper. They've spilled blood through multiple promotions. It started when the ultimate guy ripped J.B.'s arm open like he was performing surgery on it. Blood was spilling all over the place. JB said, I've got your arm, and I'll give you this. And then he broke the nose of Cooper something fierce. It was on the wrong side of his face when JB was done with Cooper's nose.
Oh, man. That sounds like Abdul the Butcher in there.
They got a little bit blood crazy, yeah. So that Falls Count Anywhere match today, that could get all kinds of wild. I might have to break out the gloves. I might have to ask for hazard pay. I don't know.
Yeah, and then we got the Super Bowl tomorrow. My goodness, that's in Glendale, Arizona. That's where I used to live when I lived down there for a year. I love that place. And, man, it's a pretty close game. I guess the Eagles are favored by 1.5, so that goes to show you how close it is. And who do you think's going to win, Sign?
The fans.
The fans, nice. I hope the fans win, yeah. Exactly. Do you have a score or prediction for the game?
I predict someone will break an ankle, and I predict someone will be accused of cheating during the halftime.
Okay. I'm going 24-15 Philadelphia. I really like both teams, but, you know, on paper it really does look like Philadelphia is better. So, you know, got to go with the better team. And we'll see what happens. Man, I'm excited to watch it. Sounds like a decent halftime. Rihanna's going to be on there. And I think Chris Stapleton also. Have you heard anything else?
Don't they have a bunch of puppies that play there or something?
Oh, they have the Puppy Bowl, too. That's always funny and must-watch. Yes, I love those every year, yes.
I believe on multiple networks this year.
What about the Sign of the Times? The last one was good, just like they all are. And
Episode 567 was filmed less than an hour ago, and now waiting on it to upload, and it should be available for consumption sometime today. I don't know if I'll be able to get it out before I leave to do CPW Presents Theatrical Wrestling, but I'll do my best.
Okay, and then did you celebrate one of your loves in your life, Casey Carlisle's birthday on there today?
Yeah, it's her birthday today, so everyone should go pick up a Casey Carlisle t-shirt at ProWrestlingTees.com or head to CaseyCarlisle.com, pick up some merchandise there, celebrate the day.
Yeah, man. And then speaking of football, the XFL starts up next week here. Seattle was lucky to get a team back. They're now called the Seattle Sea Dragons, and they'll be starting. The Rock bought the franchise, and, man, they got some good TV contracts there, ABC and some other ones. That's looking good. Did you get to see any Dragon games last time?
I did not. I believe, though, I heard that Tomcat Jones bought season tickets for this thing.
I had him last time, yeah, and Chris Marks is a big fan as far as I think. I'm pretty sure I've seen him there. And, yeah, I didn't get season tickets this year, but I am going to go to a couple games. Didn't like that they didn't bring back Jim Zorn as the coach. And, man, I really liked the roster they had last time. I like that they got Josh Gordon, former Seahawk. So I'm excited to see how dominating he's going to be in this league.
Now, Coach, will Dwayne Johnson be at the games in Seattle? Because I know he has business in Seattle.
Which one?
It's the Paper and Straw Ice Cream Shop in Ballard.
Okay, that's cool. I'm going to have to go up there, yeah. We might
have
to
go. Oh, yeah, it's ice cream, which, of course, it's cool.
Exactly. We might have to go up there with QT and do a green room. My goodness. Sounds like fun.
That'd be nice, yeah. But yeah, the Rock bought that franchise maybe 4 or 5 years ago, and that included the one in Seattle.
And we could, when we're there, we can ask for the Rock.
We could ask. I don't know if he's in town or not on a regular basis, but maybe he is. Maybe he's coming to check out the American football.
I'll have to get me some Rocky Road.
I believe they have that. It's a quality ice cream, though.
What would you be getting?
I believe the last time I was there, I got like a cookies and cream type of gimmick.
Okay, nice. All right, and then how do people contact you?
Well, they could find me on the Book of Faces, the Twitter, at SignGuyHBW, the Gram, the email, SignGuysWrestlingShow@Hushmail.com. They could probably contact you and get a message passed. They could send smoke signals if they're close enough.
They can. And what about how do they get a hold of Chicken Bob?
Well, Chicken Bob, he's on the Twitter, at Chicken Bob Bach. On the Gram, at chicken_bob_wrestling. He's on the Book of Faces, Chicken Bob fan page. He's got a lot of ways you can get a hold of him. And he'll probably be there tonight at CPW as well. I don't know if he has a match.
And then I want to let these guys know, because you're sign guy, you're so spry, buddy. You don't even have to try, because I'm never going to lie that you're sign guy. You are the man, brother. I mean, you've got so many other projects going. You're the co-host, or the main host of Turnbuckle Turmoil, the number one blog talk radio. On top of that, your YouTube channel is off the hook. What is it again? Sign Guy 77, right?
The Sign Guy 77.
You got the Sign of the Times on there. You got Chicken Bob on there. You got hours of research of the original Star Trek and the Star Trek franchise. I'm halfway through the original Star Trek series, and I'm very entertained with your bright insight.
I try. Also on the YouTubes, I got matches up there, interviews. There's a lot on there, a lot of content. But if people could subscribe, that would help Stompin' Steve out, because when people don't subscribe, he gets a nervous stomach and apparently also a sneezy head.
He does, yes. And then did Barnett ever get back with the identification of that tree last time?
Yes, I was going to announce it next week, but I'll announce it here first. You got some Iron Buddha level shocking news, Coach. Are you ready?
Yes.
Crab apple.
Oh, no wonder we couldn't just recognize it. You never even hear of those. Who knew Washington had those?
Yeah, well, it makes sense. It's like an apple-friendly state, but we probably didn't recognize it because it was winter, so there were no leaves, no apples on the thing. But Beast knew.
Exactly. All right, Cy, you got anything else you'd like to plug or promote?
That's just about it from what I reported earlier. Make sure people go out and buy Paulcade tickets. Tickets are available now for Paulcade. This is allegedly the last one. They switched venues. It's still going to be in the same county, but they moved venues to a larger place. Puppy dog friendly. You can still bring the puppy dogs to the show. There's going to be a tournament there. There's going to be a match with Chad French in ring. He's getting in the ring. Battle Royal. Always a lot of fun at Paulcade, so make sure you get out there, buy the tickets. If you cannot attend, you can still help out by purchasing tickets to donate, so other people that maybe can't afford their tickets would still be able to enjoy the show.
Exactly. And is that going to be at 1151 South Kentucky Avenue in Indianapolis, Indiana?
It is not. It's much farther south in Indiana than that. It's in, I believe it is Scott County, which is southern Indiana, but the Humane Society there in that county gets the benefits of the show. The proceeds go to help feed and home puppy dogs.
Yeah, we love Chad French. Had him on Turnbuckle many times, a huge supporter of his cause, and we love animals and dogs. My dog Stanley D. Joe is 11 years old now and still kicking ass.
Indeed. He likes to go out and take walks.
He does. And then he likes to run, and he likes to jump for squid. He loves his mama's squid.
Oh, there you go.
He jumps like a birdie sign.
Now, does he like marinara with his squid?
No, he doesn't.
Oh. I usually pair marinara with mine.
Also want to thank the maker of my ring song that is also the theme song to my show, the Coach Mike Jones Show Walk-On Music by Joe Love and the Never Were. Yeah, that's right. The Never Were. Huge fans of the Never Were. You guys can check out the Never Were on SoundCloud. And Joe Love, man, he like writes songs every day, and he's a great guitar player. Love the guitar in my song. Also, you guys can check me out at Coach Mike Jones, the coach with the most. Coach Mike Jones on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and Twitter. Don't forget to check me out with the Real School Army in the NGW Green Room for hundreds of interviews from celebrities all over the world. And then also, if you need any projects done here in the Northwest, you can contact A-Plus Payless Handyman Services for all your job needs. They are licensed, insured, and bonded general contractors, so they can build a house for you from ground up. So whatever you need, no job too big or small. They're 10% cheaper than any written estimate and 15% cheaper for militaries or seniors. So you can't beat us. So give us a call, and we'll hook you up. All right, Simon, anything else you'd like to plug or promote?
I will add to what Sed said with wrestling schools. Jake Oman just opened up the White River Wrestling School in Indianapolis. You're not going to find too many better teachers than Jake Oman if you're looking to get into professional wrestling. So I would recommend that school as well. It's new, but it's going to be a quality place because Jake Oman has taught professional wrestling in three different continents and knows what he's doing.
Exactly. All right, Sign, thanks for joining me, because you probably won't be able to join me next week since you got Northwest Pro, right?
I will see what I can do. I might also be sneaking over to help out with the RWA training a little bit next week. That was tentative, but we'll see what we can do. There was rumor you told me earlier that that idiot Darth Card is calling in next week, Coach. Is that true?
I heard about that, yes. And then also there's rumors that you're going to help me get Kevin Sullivan on here.
Very possible. I can ask him.
All right, brother. Thanks so much. And here is the Never Were with the Coach Mike Jones Show walk-on song. Thanks, Sign.
That's right, everybody. You know who it is. Coach Mike Jones on the coach with the most. Coming at you hard from coast to coast. I don't want to boast, but now I gotta roast you in my social media posts. You double dose, or diagnose. You feeling tired, life inspired, now you're a ghost. I'll be your host, so won't you raise a toast to the coach with the most, Coach Mike Jones.